胡忠，早晨，有几点？
You know, when you're in a hurry, limited by time, you skip a lot of points.
当你时间紧张的时候，你就很多时候漏了一些的东西。
And afterwards, I was a bit worried that some young people who love the Lord said, well, he can sleep 5.5 hours, so can I.
然后我就担心有些年轻的，他就说，他可以讲5个半小时，那我也可以了。
So I'll sleep 5.5 hours.
然后我就说，我就睡5个半小时吧。
And now you're going to sleep in the service.
然后你现在就要睡觉，打瞌睡了。
To make up what you didn't get.
因为你昨晚睡得不好。
It's very important in the spiritual life that we don't imitate the external things.
其实属灵生命很重要，就是我们不要效法外在的。
Because the fact is that I cannot survive on 5.5 hours, to be very honest with you.
因为坦白说，事实上我是不能够只睡5个半小时。
As I told you, by nature, I have to sleep 7.5 to 8 hours, like Einstein, of course.
就好像我跟你所说，我就像爱因斯坦这样子，我每天需要7到8个小时的睡眠。
That is why, to me, I was mystified how it was possible for me to go on for so long with so little sleep.
所以我就很奇怪的是，为什么我那么长的时间我睡那么少也可以呢？
Because to tell you the truth, when I was young, I was very self-disciplined.
我告诉你，我年轻的时候我是非常自律的。
And I wanted to discipline myself to sleep less.
我要自律，我要告诉我自己，我要睡得少一点。
At that time, I wasn't even a Christian, but I wanted to discipline my mind and my body.
那时候虽然我不是个基督徒，可是我要节制。
And so what I did is I forced myself to sleep less.
所以我就强迫我自己睡少一点。
I set the alarm. I must wake up.
所以我就定了一个闹钟，每闹钟一响我就要起来了。
And then try to shorten the time systematically from 7 hours to 6 hours and so on.
让我就一步一步的缩短我睡眠的时间。
Well, I can tell you it was a disaster.
我告诉你，那个很差。
Because after a few days of sleeping for 5 hours, I was completely gone. I didn't know where I was.
因为过了几天之后，我根本不懂我那时候身在何处。
And then when I tried to study, because in order not to waste time sleeping, I sat there to study.
然后因为我不想浪费时间，所以我就坐在那里学习。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗？
Well, the next day I found myself with my face in my book.
然后我发现到我的头就撞在书上了。
Actually, I was sleeping all night with my face in the book.
然后我睡了一整晚。
So that's why I say, don't try to copy the external. Your body may need that amount of sleep, and don't try to destroy your body in the process.
所以我希望你不要效法外在的东西，可能你需要多一点的睡眠的，所以你不要这样子效仿。
So when I said I've been sleeping 5.5 hours all those months, it was I never set the alarm clock.
所以我说那几个月我只睡5个半小时，我并没有放闹钟。
I allow my body to get all the rest it needs so that it can function properly.
我让我自己有足够的睡眠，以致我能够正常的操作。
But the fact was that amazingly, I woke up. The Lord woke me up. That's the only way I can understand it because I did not even set the mental clock.
可是很奇怪的就是，我觉得是神自动，神自己他叫我起床。
Because you know that if you set a mental clock, you can wake up at that time.
因为我就是我的脑海里面我没有想到我要什么时候起来。
So when it came to going to bedtime, I didn't say, okay, now it's this time, 5.5 hours, my mental clock is set, I wake up.
然后在睡之前我没有说，5个半小时我就要起来了，我并没有这样做。
I just said, you know, I'll just sleep all I need. And then every day I wake up at 5:30. That's why I was always puzzled. Oh, because when I woke up, I thought I had slept at least 8 hours. I felt it was such a long time, but it was 5.5 hours.
然后我每晚要睡的时候，我就尽量的去睡了。那当我起床的时候，我还以为我睡了7-8个小时。那我看看时钟，我才知道，我才睡了5个半钟头罢了。
That is why I know it was God who was doing it, not me.
所以我觉得这个是神的工作，不是我。
So that's why I say, because I know some young people, they love the Lord, they say, okay, we will really do it, 5.5 hours, and then after a few days, you're walking around in the dream, you see.
然后我担心的就是有些年轻人，他们就觉得，那我也5个半小时吧，我担心的就过了几天之后，你就真的不知道现在在做什么了。
The other thing I want to supplement is, You remember I emphasized that this creature that came across the highway, I couldn't figure out what kind of animal it was.
你记得有另外一点我也补充的，就是你记得我说的，我在高速公路里面看到那个动物，我不懂它是什么。It
was quite large. It was larger than an average dog.
那个动物比一般的狗还要来得大。
When I say average dog, I'm talking about an Alsatian, Langur, this type of dog.
它比一般的狼狗都要大。
It came at great speed across over the wall because it's just a low barrier and was coming across from that side of the highway.
他从高速公路的另一端跳过那个矮的墙壁走过来。
Now the thing is this, according to what one might expect, you know, by a simple calculation of physics or whatever, according to the speed of the movement of that dog, the movement of our car, it should have hit at least the front part of our car.
根据一些的物理的计算根据那个狗那个动物跑的方向和我的车的方向的话，那个动物应该会撞到我的车的前端。
It's a matter of elementary physics. One doesn't have to be advanced on this.
这个只是一个基本的物理的原理。
The only way I could avoid it was swerve away.
所以我唯一能够逃过这个动物扑过来的，就是我把车子移过一边。
But the point of my swerving away meant I only would not hit this animal. It didn't mean the animal would not hit the car.
那我把我的车子移过一边，就是我希望我不要撞到那个动物，可是不表示那个动物不会撞到我的车上。
You see a simple watch, you can see if it's going to come to the front of car, I swerve to the right.Because of the speed of its movement, it would have hit at least in the middle of the car.
所以就这样子的话，就是它不撞到我的车的前端，它也可能撞到我车的中间。
Because as I told you, I could not swerve very hard. There's a two-way highway, and there's not much room for you to go away to the right.
因为我说那个高速公路只是双线的只是有两条车线，所以我不能够移得太过。
So I was waiting to hear the sound of the impact at the back of the car.
所以其实我在等待那个动物撞在我的车上那个声音。
There was no sound.
可是没有声音。
That's strange.
很奇怪。
It should have hit, but it didn't hit.
它应该会撞到我的车，可是它没有。
I looked in the rear mirror to see if I could see anything there. There was nothing there because it was pitch black. It was nighttime.
我从我的导后镜看有没有东西，我一点东西都没有看到，完全是漆黑的。
Because at that time of night, in fact, the highway was quite deserted. There were no cars front and back behind me.
因为在那个时候，就是在高速公路里面是没有什么车的。
There were a few cars on the other side of the highway.
在高速公路的另一边可能有几辆车。
But they were too far away to throw any light. So looking in the rear mirror was just pitch black behind me.
可是从我的导后镜望过去，什么东西都没有。
So you can say, well, what is the point of this story?
那你说你到底要说什么呢？
My point is that I doubt that this was really an animal.
我说的是我怀疑这个是否是真的一个动物。
It seemed to me more and more as I think about it, it was a demon in animal form.
当我去再想的话，我发现了可能这个是魔鬼的化身。
The idea was not to hit the car.
他的主意不是说要撞到这个车。
Because a spiritual being cannot do any damage to a car.
因为一个属灵的形体，它不能够使我的车构成一个任何的伤害。
But it worked on the principle timed perfectly to come right in front because it knows that every driver seeing an animal in front of that size would swerve away.
它只需要撞在我的车的前端，因为任何一个驾驶员他们都会把车移过去另外一边。
The idea was to frighten me so that I would swerve right off the highway and crash.And roll over and over in the ditch below, and we'll probably be seriously injured or killed.
可能他的用意就是要我把车移到另外一边，以致我构成一个交通意外。
But if it was in fact an animal, then I expected that it would have hit the back of the car at that velocity, at that speed.
所以我说，假如是真的是一个动物的话，它应该就是不撞到我的车前，也会撞到我的车中。
So you see, these are things that I just skipped because in the story I go on quickly to save time.
这个就是因为省时间的关系我漏掉的。
A third thing I mentioned quickly, which is also more important.
第三点也是很重要的。
I mentioned the price of the radio station at $1 million.
我说那个广播站它需要的是$1,000,000。
The actual amount we paid was $900,000.
其实是$900,000。
Why did I say a million?
为什么我说一百万呢？
Because as soon as we took control or took charge of the radio station,We had to put in some new equipment, which cost around $100,000.
因为当我们接管了这个广播站之后，我们需要去购买一些的工具仪器所以加起来就大概是$1,000,000了。
So the $1,000,000 is not for the actual payment of the station, but included this equipment, what are called power tubes. I don't know if you know anything about radio stations, but they have huge power tubes.
所以那$1,000,000就是除了给那个广播站之外，还有购买一些的仪器。
These radio stations are gigantic things. The antenna towers can be 4 or 5 stories high.
啊，这个广播站是非常大的规模的一个啊建筑物，它就是那个天线也有四五层楼的那么高。
It has huge transmitters, and these huge transmitters has huge power tubes inside.
它里面它的那个广播器也有很大的那个接管在里面。
One power tube can cost $28,000 for one tube.
就是一个的管子也可能会超过两万多的价格。
So if you buy two or three tubes plus other smaller tubes, you're $100,000 immediately.
所以你多买几个的话，你就很容易用了10万块。
Now God's working is so amazing because when we took over the radio station, we had no personnel who knew anything about running a radio station.
可是神的作为是非常的奇妙。当我们去买这个广播站的时候，我们根本都不懂一对广播站一点的认识都没有。
So the challenge was not simply to receive this radio station from the Lord. My next question is, how do we run a station? We don't have anybody who knows anything about broadcasting on the broadcasting side, and nobody who knew anything on the technical side.
所以当我们购买了这个广播站之后，下来的问题就是我们应该怎么样的去操作呢？因为在我们人手方面我们也不懂，技术方面也不懂，在广播方面的经验也没有。
We have many co-workers who are engineers.
我们有很多的同工，他们是工程师。
But their engineering has nothing to do with broadcasting.
可是他们工程所学的跟广播是没有联系的。
Just because you study electrical engineering doesn't mean that you know how to run a radio station, I mean the technical side of a radio station.
啊，你学习电子工程不等于你懂得那个广播站的技术的操作。
We have electrical engineers like Pastor Stephen and Pastor Caleb, they're all electrical engineers, but they don't know anything about this kind of radio station.
我们这里有的杨牧师、李牧师，他们都是电子工程系的，可是他们对广播是一点的经验都没有。
In fact, we have, I think, more than a dozen electrical engineers among our co-workers, if I'm not mistaken.
假如没错的话，我想在我们当中的同工有大概十多个是电子工程师来的。
But not one knows anything about radio stations.
可是一个都没有一个能够对认识一些的广播的技术。
So I had to ask one dear brother, who also trained in electrical engineering, but also doesn't know anything about this kind of.
所以我就去问一个其中一个同工，他也是电子工程师的。
He was the only one available at that time, actually.
其实那时候他是唯一可以去负责的。
So he said, well, he will take up the challenge.
然后他就说好吧，那我就接受这个挑战。
He will have to learn the whole thing from scratch.
他几乎是从零开始重新的去学习。
The good thing is that there was a chief electrical engineer that was employed by the American organization from whom we bought the station.
可幸的就是那个美国的广播站，他们聘用了一个总工程师。
That engineer is a British engineer.
那个总工程师他是一个英国人。
Very highly trained with a PhD in engineering.
他在工程学上他有一个博士衔头。
And he specialized in radio.
他的专长是在广播。
But the point was that the American organization wanted to keep him and transfer him to another station.
那问题就是那个美国的机构他们希望去把这个总工程师调到另外一个地方。
So we really have to call on the Lord, say, you take him away, we can't run the station.
所以我们就真的要求告神了，因为假如这个总工程师离开的话，我们就不懂应该怎么去操作这个广播站。
But wonderfully, the Lord worked in his heart, and he said he saw the Lord's leading for him, that he would not be moved to another place, he would stay with the station.
那很奇妙的就是神在这位工程师的心里面工作，他就跟我们说，他说他不要跟着调派去别的地方，他要留在这个地方去继续的去负责。
In fact, he is apparently one of the top radio engineers in the whole world.
我相信这个也许是世界上一个最专业、最有经验的一个广播工程师其中之一。
So our co-worker trained with him, learning as much as possible from him.
所以我们的同工就尽量的向这位工程师学习。
Well, our co-worker is a very fast learner, in fact.
这位同工他学习的非常快。
And now he himself is alone in charge of the chief engineer.
他现在就是一个人在那里当总工程师。
Because the British engineer was invited by the government to take up another job.
因为那位英国人他就被他的政府邀请他去接受另外一份的工作。
So you see, a lot of these points I skip because it is a miracle not only that the Lord provided us with a station, but He also enabled us to run the station because, you know, we had nobody who knows how to run a station of this kind.
啊，这个就是昨晚我漏掉了，就是不单只神把一个广播站放在我们的手上，他也预备了人手去帮忙我们去操作。
But there's not only the technical side, as you know, a radio station is not just a huge, massive equipment there.
啊，就是一个广播站不单只是一个技术上的操作。
You need people who know how to prepare programs.
啊，你需要有人去筹备那个节目。
We had literally from the time of the takeover a matter of just a month or so.To get programs ready to broadcast on the air.
我们从接手了这个广播站到我们广播的时候，只有大概一个月的时间。
I had to ask another couple of dear co-workers to take charge of the programming.
我需要去邀请另外一队的同工去负责这个广播的节目。
We had never done anything like it before. Had not a vaguest idea how to run.
他们从来没有当过广播的工作。
But in December of the year 2000, when the first broadcast went out.
可是当2000年12月当我们第一次的在空中广播的时候
Those of us who were in Hong Kong, we turned on our radios to listen to the broadcast.
我们在香港的我们就打开了收音机去听那个广播
And we heard our two co-workers presenting their first program.
我们听到这两位同工他们的在空中里面去广播
And it was so good that we were amazed.
我们很奇怪就是他们广播得非常好
They sounded like they have been doing this work for the last 20 years.
他们似乎是有二十年的经验的。
They spoke with a voice so clear, so calm, and everything was presented perfectly. We were just amazed listening to this.
他们的声音非常的清晰、清脆，然后他们的广播也是非常的镇定。我们听的时候就觉得很奇怪。
When you listen to this, you would never think that this was a bunch of amateurs who had never even been on a broadcast before.
当你听了他们的广播的话，你没有想过这个其实是业余的广播员，而他们也从来没有广播的经验。
So we see that God works in wonderful ways. He prepared these people to be the right people to do the job, even if they had no previous training.
看到神的工作非常的奇妙他虽然那些人从来没有这份的经验可是神已经预备了他们的侍奉
2 years later of course they are really experienced broadcasters
两年之后我们就真正有经验的广播员了
So we thank the Lord I just wanted to add these supplementary points
我就想补充这几点我们真的要感谢神
Let us commit this time to the Lord
我们一起把时间交给神